Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and everything from serious issues to silly nonsense. It is virtually unmoderated, so do use your discretion when you visit bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark has given up his seat on the show at this point because he wanted to make room for two ladies who are joining us here now. And make sure you get real close in on that microphone there. We've got an old friend of the show at this point, who's been on a number of times. Brooke is with us. Brooke Kelly? Brooke Kelly?
That's right.
That's right. Brooke, welcome back to Free Talk Live. I just normally call you by your first name so much. And Chanda Panda, brand new to Free Talk Live. Chanda Panda, welcome to the airwaves here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, are you both from the Freedom Ride?
Well, she sort of joined up on the Freedom Ride because I had a breakdown, as a lot of people heard.
Not that kind of breakdown.
Not that kind of breakdown.
Like an automotive breakdown.
An automotive breakdown.
Right.
And so I swooped down to New Orleans. She met me in New Orleans. She's from Austin. And we're on our way up here. And she talked me into, as if it was so hard, going back to G20 this year.
Now, what is G20?
G20 is the 20 top planets most, they have the highest grossing income, they're the coolest, baddest, best, they are the in crowd of the world,
mm-hmm.
and they're making decisions about our lives that a lot of people are unhappy with, and they hold a meeting twice a year, and they talk about more ways that they're going to carry out their plan for that will help out what their agenda is.
So what are your plans to go to this event? I mean, what are you planning on doing? You've been driving around the country year after year doing the Freedom Ride. Will it be part of the Freedom Ride? What are your intentions?
This is part of the Freedom Ride, as it was part of the Freedom Ride last year. And which the Freedom Rides were based on people saying that, you know, it was a black-white issue. Now it's not a black-white issue. It's a class issue. And the G20 is one of the things that they're trying to do is change the currency. They're well known for wanting to introduce the Amero, which means first they'd have to crash the dollar. And that's a problem that a lot of people in our movement have because we are a movement of economics and monetary policy.
Well, I mean, the dollar certainly is on its way out, and it has been for a long time. It's been losing its value consistently ever since they took away the gold backing from it. So, I mean, it's inevitable that's going to happen, and I think you're right. It would certainly open up an opportunity for them to introduce another fiat currency as the panacea, the cure-all for all that ails us.
Right.
Now, so Chanda Panda, you got involved in this with the breakdown. How did that happen?
Well, my breakdown happened last year during G20, September 24th, 25th. I was watching online all of the footage, and I'm so grateful for people. A lot of people in this movement do the same thing. They take, you know, camcorders out on the streets, and they record what the mainstream media won't record. And so my breakdown, not an automotive breakdown, occurred that made me want to get involved in this movement and fighting a police state, because it was very apparent last year, you know, when you have 10,000, I believe they had last year, cops in Pittsburgh. You have cops keeping students out of school. You have them having checkpoints in order to get close to these leaders that control or represent 85% of the gross national product of the world and 2/3 of the population. That's a lot of that's a little bit of people having a lot of power.
If I may, I'd just like to correct you. I don't like calling them leaders. Do they lead you?
No.
Yeah,
they do not.
They're just thugs. Yeah, they're just people that want to control
gangsters.
Others. Yeah, that's a better word. Yeah,
gangsters.
How about that?
Banksters. It's the banksters.
So you guys are going out there. When is that happening, the G20?
We actually have to leave here. That's what I was
Oh, no,
mad.
What?
Actually,
yes.
Tomorrow.
I asked Farron to change the day to Porkfest, and he wouldn't, and it was so mad.
They should change the G20 for Porkfest.
They should, but they won't listen to me if I call them up and ask them. I tried with Farron, and he wouldn't do it, so unfortunately, and I went to every Patriot event last year, and these two were the best. So what we need right now is we need soldiers to step up. We need people like, if you've been kind of thinking about it, like maybe you want to go to G20, maybe you won't. I mean, this is what inspired her last year. I mean, this is why she does this now. And it's a job that's needed. I mean, last year we had about 30 people up on the front lines. But we were up against armed men in full combat gear, head to toe, you know, SWAT team guys with shields and LRADs, which is a sound cannon weapon, which is what they used against the Iraqi insurgents. Mm-hmm. You know, now they're using this against the American people, and they've got pepper spray. But it's, you know, somebody's going to be up there, guys, because it's like if we don't tell them where that line is, they will keep pushing it, and they will keep pushing it. And, you know, you think one of they want a couple of your rights, but they don't. They want all of them. So, like, they will push it. It's like we need people to help us out.
What does it mean to you, Brooke? I mean, just to throw maybe a tough question out at you. You use the term patriot event. I don't consider this to be a patriot movement. I consider it to be a liberty movement. What does patriot mean to you?
I mean, I believe that that's people who believe in what the founding fathers put forward.
Slavery?
See, you've always been on me about that because I used to work with Restore the Republic, and he's like, great, Restore the Republic, huh? Let's get some more slaves.
Hey, look, Brooke, I used to believe in the Constitution and the Republic and, you know, the Founding Fathers and all that stuff, and then I came across, as Mark Stevens might point out, the Constitution of No Authority. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Lysander Spooner created a competing postal service, if you will, back in the 1800s. And the government people didn't like that very much, so they went after him and they arrested his employees and they did everything that they could to shut this guy down because he was making them look bad. You know, he was knocking the pants off of them as far as delivery and all that, just like UPS and FedEx do today. And he wrote a bunch of things about why the government is entirely illegitimate. And one of them that's I think most popular is what's called the No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. And in it he talks about how ludicrous the whole idea is because, you know, the Constitution is supposedly this document that creates rules for the government. Of course, we all know that they don't follow the rules, and he knew that in the 1800s. And he also pointed out that the people that signed the Constitution were no longer alive when he was alive, and they certainly aren't around now. So how they could possibly bind anybody else but themselves to an agreement like that is pretty absurd. So it was when I came across those ideas that the whole government republic constitution, it lost its sheen and it lost its glimmer, because what matters to me isn't some old document. And some of their ideas were good, right? I mean, they were moving in the right direction, and for their worldview at the time and what they knew, what they did was the best they could do. And now we can take that to the next level by moving beyond the idea of having this coercive, violent monopoly that we know of as the United States or the state of New Hampshire, those organizations, and actually have human interaction that's based on voluntary interactions. And that's why I consider this the liberty movement, because I have no love for the country. I have no love for the concept of collectivizing and the United States and things like that. I love freedom. I love individuals being able to live their lives however they want without some officious bureaucrat ruling over them. And I have a feeling you all would agree with that.
Wait,
who said the anarchist thing?
She's an anarchist.
I don't think that we need, you know, I really like what you just said, because I just really don't think that my idea of going to G20 is just showing them that we can break down systems, and we don't need systems to direct how to survive. That's built in us. It's innate.
The market does that. Yeah, it happens naturally.
Absolutely.
And you're in the right place then, if that's the case. So, I mean, is this your first time here in New Hampshire?
It is.
How great is this so far for you?
It's been the most awesome experience of my life today.
Yes. Now, Brooke's old hat, she's been here a number of times, and you keep coming back. So obviously there's something exciting and special happening here, and we're glad you're here.
It changed my life.
It did.
All of my whole year last year was made by the people and experiences that I had here, and I got to keep those friendships. And I remember last year on the radio someone saying, I want to go, but I don't know, I'm the shy type. And it's like, just whoever you are, wherever you are, just come out. Like, you know, it's like so many
people. These are people you want to meet.
Yes. If you know nobody, you will leave with, like, what, 1,000, 10,000 friends?
And it's always easier the second time around, too, because then the first time you meet people, and the second time, everybody knows who you are. So thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, ladies. And more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We will do our best to get your calls in here as we have a bunch of interesting folks on our show tonight. Here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, with hundreds so far of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out, getting to know one another, continuing relationships that they've begun to build over the years, and it's just an absolute blast. A whole bunch of brand-new people here. I think it's almost 50% of the people in that crowd. Brad Jardis is sitting in the audience. You were standing there, Brad, as they asked the question, how many new people here for the first time, how many hands went up? I mean, it was just incredible. It was incredible. So many people. We'll get Brad in here when we get a chance, maybe later on tonight. 800-259-9231. Brooke Kelly still with us here for a quick moment. You had one more thing you wanted to get out there, Brooke.
Okay, I just wanted to say this. If you do nothing else, like, but if you just want to show up, if you've been on the fence about it, about going to G20, whether or not that's right for you, we really just need support. We need liberty people on, you know, the battlefield, and it's not all about getting hurt, you know. I mean, the people who are up at the way, way front, they risk more. But when they say leave, if you leave, then that's it. But at least you showed up to give some support, and that's what we need. We just need as many people as possible.
Awesome. And how can people get in touch with you, Brooke?
On Facebook is the best way. It's facebook.com/simplyseekingfreedom. You can also look up Chanda Seymour. But they have
to do something.
But I'm running out of friends, so I can't just add on everybody, you know, a random. Send me a note, say something, mention Free Talk Live, say something about interest in G20 or whatever, mm-hmm. and then I'll put you through, and we can get in touch, and then we can be a stronger group, and we can all be there, and we've got a lot of good things, and it's going to be exciting. So.
Brooke, thanks so much, as always,
for
being
so
on Free Talk Live.
Fun.
Good seeing you, and thanks for being here at Porkfest. As we continue with all kinds of interesting folks here doing different things, we had a couple of restaurateurs in the beginning of the show, people here providing great food services, but it's not just food that is being purveyed here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's also feature films. John Shaw is with us tonight. You may know him if you've been to the BBS, which I mentioned earlier. He's one of the global moderators there on the Free Talk Live BBS. And John, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Now, you're here to debut a film, and we've been talking about it over the past few weeks on the show.
The past few months, and going on a year, I'd
say. Chartarum. Yeah, but we've been really promoting the debut of some of the footage and the soundtrack. Chartarum, what is it?
It is a monster movie, in the classic sense of the term.
Okay, monster movie. I honestly don't know what that means. I haven't seen, you know, a rough cut or anything like that, so I'm pretty much in the dark. I know that a bunch of some of my friends from here in New Hampshire traveled down to Michigan to meet with you and to become actors and crew members and things like that in this project. So there are a number of liberty-minded folks that are in it. You yourself, obviously a liberty-minded dude.
Absolutely.
How did that factor into the script writing and the filmmaking?
We wanted to make a film with commercial appeal that would also appeal to our crowd, our type of people. We'd pretty much focus all our efforts on that. So we wanted to make sure that it had that, I guess the word you'd use, secular, that open commercial appeal.
Sure. I mean, Heinlein did this, Ayn Rand did sort of some fiction works, and that's the idea, is to include the ideas into the fictional.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because otherwise what you're going to end up with is a big ancestral thing where we're all talking about the thing that we all like and nobody else is hearing about it. And
mm-hmm. Yep. So Chartarum debuting tomorrow night here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You're not going to show the whole thing. It's not done
yet,
right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have the opening scene of the film, and then I want to throw some props out to all the people who came out from New Hampshire to help make it possible, because without them, it wouldn't have happened.
They worked for basically food, right? I mean, you fed them.
And no plumbing. So.
Wow, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
So also the soundtrack debuting this weekend as well, and you're actually autographing copies of it and everything like that. How's the reception been so far to Chartarum?
We just started this morning. I've got some feedback. People are kind of, they're saying it's okay. I mean, you know, I haven't, it's hard to be effusive to somebody, I guess, but I've heard good things.
Now, you're hoping to turn a profit on this?
Absolutely.
Is this the first feature-length film that you've cut together?
No.
No, really?
No, I made a film in the early 90s that I lost. Let's just say it helped my freedom mindset, the legal issues that I had to go through.
Oh, my gosh. Not to mention the work. I mean, it must be quite a difference comparing the technology in filmmaking in the early 1990s compared to today, and what you can, you know, what you can get for $1,000 today, you couldn't even come close to.
I would not have been able to make this movie without the current technology.
To make it or distribute it, right? I
mean, Absolutely.
Now, it's my understanding you want to sell it to a distributor if you could, but if you can't, you'll have to do it yourself, won't you?
Absolutely. Well, we have a multi-tiered design. If we can't get it into Hollywood, which I'd probably be unlikely due to ratings issues, because we're freedom lovers, we do movies the way we want to and mm-hmm. not the way other people do. So it probably wouldn't play well in theaters for that kind of crowd. But we're looking for either an unrated or to distribute it ourselves.
Now, monster movies have this kind of genre. People like it. There's a lot of people that buy them. These sort of B monster movie things. What I assume you're going to incorporate on that some enterprise on that somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically the thing is it's easy to do for a low budget. You can put it on the screen. You can get a lot of bang for your buck because you can edit to make things scary. I mean, I can do all the post-production and make it scary after the fact. You don't need as much in the way of amazing acting. You can take a decent actor and make them look a lot better with a lot of editing because you're more concerned with suspense than story.
Gotcha.
Well, in fact, I know that one of your actors, Dale, who's our co-host on Friday nights on Free Talk Live, has been inspired by you and the filmmaking that you've done to start his own filmmaking company, basically. And you know, I'm not saying he's emulating you exactly, but he's going out there and he's jumping into the marketplace.
I think it's fantastic. I'm going to be there for a script reading.
Cool. And that's tomorrow or Saturday?
Saturday, I believe. Yeah.
So people can come out and they can get a taste of what's coming from Dale. And I know that he's going to be bringing people on for roles, and I think it's going to be mostly New Hampshire folks. It's going to be all produced here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So I don't want to talk about him too much. How can people go and learn more about Chartarum?
You can go to chartarum.com, Chartarum.
Now,
or Think Twice Productions as well.
That's what I was going to ask you about a moment, is Think Twice. You started with Think Twice News. I mean, when we started promoting your video products on Free Talk Live, it was Think Twice News. Then you went off in the fiction direction.
Yeah.
Is Think Twice News going to come back when you get a little
Absolutely.
More time?
Yeah, as soon as basically I'm kind of doing 90-hour weeks. The movie is all me at this point until it's done.
You're in the editing bay, basically.
Yeah, special effects, you name it. So until we get to a point where I can wrap up post-production and start getting into marketing of the film, it's going to be mostly that. Now, I have stuff on deck. I've got 3 or 4 pieces for Think Twice News. It's just a matter of making the time.
It's all about making the time, no doubt about it. So chartarum.com, Chartarum.
Chartarum.
Chartarum.com. There are dogs at Porkfest, just so you know.
The monsters are here.
And there are some very beautiful dogs here, actually, as a matter of fact. And you know what, John Shaw, thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Mark?
I'm just saying, it's a family event. Of course, there's animals everywhere.
It's a campground. I haven't seen any cats yet, though.
That seems like a bad idea.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. You know, speaking of movies, there's news on our front page at freetalklive.com about Toy Story 3, which is pretty exciting. More on the way, your calls as well. If we get a chance, we'll share that with you. But we've got so many interesting people here tonight, I don't know if we'll get that chance. So in the meantime, go to freetalklive.com and check it out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com. for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. So busy talking to the audience here and having a good time during the breaks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's much better than bickering with you, Mark, as we seem to so often while we're in the studio. Pound salt. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we can take your calls about what you want. We will do that here in a moment. We've got very interesting folks to talk to tonight. As always, this place, the Porcupine Freedom Festival here, the 2010 edition from Rogers Campground in New Hampshire, completely packed full of amazing, interesting people.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking, computer memory, and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there at up to 99% off of list price. They even do customized transceivers solutions for you. It's memorydealers.com. They've got their stuff in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery.
All right. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Joining us here tonight, Mark, can you introduce our next guest?
Well, John, what's your last name, John?
Bush.
John Bush.
No relation.
John was on our show during the Liberty Forum, if I'm recalling correctly.
Indeed. And you've been very concerned about these fusion centers that have been popping up across the United States. I guess they're state-run organizations that are fused with the federal government's Department of Homeland Security, which scares the heck out of me. And, A, what do these organizations do? And, B, there's one coming up in New Hampshire, right?
Sure. A fusion center is basically a multi-jurisdictional, multi-regional task force whose purpose is to centralize and standardize the information gathering and intelligence sharing practices. They fuse together local, state, and federal law enforcement, and they're all under the mandate of the Department of Homeland Security, and they're created through federal grants. And luckily for you guys here in New Hampshire, there's a fusion center headed your way. It just passed through the state house and Senate, I believe, earlier this month in 2010. And one of the reasons why it poses a threat to Americans, but especially to the Free Staters up here, is because they have been known to go after First Amendment protected activity in the past that represents a threat to the establishment. And I can't think of too many other groups that represent a significant threat to the status quo to the state as the Free State Project with the civil disobedience,
oh, yeah,
the open carrying, just the open defiance. They're definitely afraid about that. And they're using these fusion center systems in order to not only marginalize the dissidents in the eyes of law enforcement, but also in the eyes of the American public as well.
So,
go ahead, Mark.
Oh, so the Fusion Center is coming to New Hampshire. So, what is that going to mean that over time they're slowly, because government moves pretty slowly. I mean, that's one of the things that we definitely have in our favor is that they've got a lot of intentions and things they like to do to control us. But thank goodness they're not so quick about getting around to it. So, down the line, what do these people want to do? What kind? I mean, you're talking about standardizing. What's the actual? What do you think some of the effects of that would be?
The meat and potatoes. We recently battled against the Austin Regional Intelligence Center. Thankfully, we were able to catch the fact that there was going to be a fusion center coming to Austin, much like we caught the fact that there's one coming to New Hampshire. And one of the things that we pushed back there is they were going to include a public health analyst within the fusion center.
So public health analyst. Well, that sounds good. We want healthy public.
That's right. It kind of ties in with the Obamacare, in a sense, and the information and health gathering there. But basically, they wanted to put a public health / medical analyst at the fusion center that would track epidemiological diseases and epidemiological surveillance, and they would also assist in mass prophylaxis, which means disease prevention.
So they're going to assist people in not getting diseases. How would they do that?
Well, I would venture to guess that it could potentially be, since they're tying it in with a law enforcement, keyword force, right, fusion center, a medical analyst, they could potentially use this medical analyst in order to go after individuals who have refused to take their swine flu vaccination, potentially. We managed to make a big stink about it in the media. They told us the whole while that the only information that would be collected by the Fusion Center would be information based on a criminal predicate that meets the Fourth Amendment reasonable suspicion standard. But unfortunately, Fusion Centers across the country are more than that. They're taking on not only an all-terror and all-crimes approach, but an all-hazards approach. So basically, if there's anything that's a threat to the public good or to public safety, these fusion centers will go after information, even if it's private information.
And when they say public good and public safety, they mean the government. That's when the government people use the term public anything, they mean us, the government. Not when I say us, I mean them, not us. That's what they're talking about. The public good means, well, are we getting more taxes out of it? Is it good for our agencies? Is it good for our power? Nothing. There never has anything to do with you when they're talking about the public.
Right. There's just to give people an idea of these organizations and what they do, and what, you know, for instance, this this doctor fellow who's going to make sure that people get vaccinations might do, is that, the MIAC report that came out where they said, oh, well, people that talk about the Constitution a little too much, they could be terrorists. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, people that like Ron Paul or whatever, they had a list of, watch out, these people could be homegrown terrorists. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they operate. That's how it is that they try to prevent terrorism is, sure, well, by focusing on citizens who are concerned about their government. Yeah.
In addition to the threat through the public health and, you know, through gathering private health information, one of the things that they're known for is their threat to, again, legitimately constitutionally protected activity. And what I've noticed is the groups that they go after, and they go after these groups through creating strategic reports, which they then put onto local law enforcement, which then puts in the minds of the local law enforcement that then individuals like us and people in this room are a threat to them. They're more likely to abuse that individual's civil liberties. They mainly go after groups that choose to operate outside of the monopoly on power that the federal government has. Mm-hmm. So they go after anarchists. They go after sovereign citizens. They go after militia members. And it's not just right-wing. They're bipartisan. They also go after black separatist groups or the anarchist groups, Earth Liberation Front, stuff like that. So I think that there's definitely potential for this fusion center to be used to the detriment of the Free State Project and what you guys are trying to organize. They go as far as to recommend, because it's all based on intelligence-led policing, which is pre-crime. Before they would, you know, somebody would commit a crime, then they'd investigate, and then they would convict that person and hope that the conviction would be a deterrent. What they want to do now is prevent crimes before they happen. So they're going as far as to investigating people that are going to be organizing rallies and protests and investigating the organization and everybody that belongs to the same organization as this individual. So by the virtue of somebody being suspicious in some means, and it doesn't even have to be criminal, they say if something happens that is reasonably indicative of pre-operational planning that may be related to terrorist or criminal activity, then they are now fair game to have information collected on them, not only them, but also everybody that they're associated with.
Now, I know the FBI has sent infiltrating groups, infiltrators into groups that just really seem silly to me. Peace activist groups, the Quakers, just organizations where, you know, nobody's going to be any kind of, physical danger to the government or its agents. But, you know, they send infiltrators in anyway. I can only assume that this is going to be another step in that direction.
Yeah, and again, they tend not to be concerned with groups or organizations, individuals or organizations that choose to use the political channels that they've granted to us in mm-hmm. order to affect change. They're more concerned with individuals that choose to operate outside of that system and basically openly defy the establishment. And that's
because
they have a history of going after those groups.
They know how effective it can be and how threatening that is to their power structure.
Sure.
So, I mean, the good thing about, they can go ahead and send their undercover feds in here to New Hampshire and they can trash talk all they want. But the good news is it's only going to help what we're doing in the long run because, A, the people I know in this movement are not violent and they're not planning violence. They're peaceful evolutionists. They're people that want to move forward and move away from government without trying to overthrow it or do something to physically destroy them. So there's nothing they're going to find is basically what I'm saying. Of course, what we know about the feds,
they're
going to
find exactly what they're looking for, people that are protesting against the government.
Yeah, but one of the things they do, though, and we know they do this, is they come in and they start advocating for the violence. They come in and they start trying to suggest violence to people and put those ideas in people's heads. And so people who are of the liberty mindset should be aware of that wherever they are, wherever it's in New Hampshire or across the world. If you've got somebody coming into your group who's talking about, well, we should do this or you should do that or, involving some sort of violent suggestions, do not trust that person. That person is likely, somebody who's trying to get you into some trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've actually used Fusion Center analysts and individuals that have been positioned at the Fusion Centers in Seattle, for example, to go after and do that provocateuring. But Catherine Bleich and myself are going to be speaking on behalf of Operation Defuse, OperationDefuse.com, tomorrow here
thank
at
you
3
for
o'clock,
that.
I believe.
OperationDefuse.com is how folks can get in touch with you, John Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's D-E-F-U-S-E, like diffuse?
Yes.
OperationDefuse.com. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank
appreciate
you
the
very
heads
much.
Up. And more coming up here. Stefan Molyneux in hour number 3 and plenty of other interesting folks also on the way. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of you.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. We are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 edition. Same place as last year, and it's such a great place to be. Rogers Campground right next to the White Mountains. An incredible view, but the campground is filled with incredible people as well, and that's the most important part, is socializing and meeting some of these amazing folks that are here. Many of them have made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to advance liberty in our lifetime, and a bunch of these people, folks have just as their very first time in New Hampshire this weekend for the Porcupine Freedom Festival to check things out, kind of get a feel for the scene and what's going on up here. In fact, we'll go to the phones here real quick before we get to our next guest. Dave is on the line in Texas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I love what you're doing. I mean, thanks for, you know, many hands, light work. We're all trying to spread the message, right? A little bit of sanity, a little bit of rationality for the insane world we live in, right? I mean, you probably read newspaper headlines, and they are absolutely insane, right? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, there's a lot of craziness out there. Go ahead.
Right, right. The post-imperial president, man. I mean, it's great. The man who increases troops, post-imperial, man. You know, Obama is anti-war by increasing, downsizing, according to Time Magazine. Right?
Yeah, are there still
downsizing
people that are...
the war by increasing the number of troops?
Sure, it makes sense. I mean, are there still people out there that believe this guy, that are still making excuses for him?
I really have no idea. I mean, it's hard for me to understand what people believe. I think people do. I think I talk to a lot of people. I try to speak to a lot of people, and people are, I don't understand it myself when I talk to them, but I also understand. I've been actually paying attention now over at least the past 4 years or so, and I realize I, too, once was locked in some heavy ideology and was intentionally keeping stuff out, and, of course, part of that had to do with my own personal life and choices I made and things I did, what I knew when I knew it, and things I did which don't put me in a very good light. But in any case, here's my situation right now and why I called in. I pretty regularly talk to some other liberty-minded people online, not so many around here. I mean, right now I live in a place where people are perfectly fine with putting a bumper sticker on their car that says they want me in front of a firing squad. I mean, that's beautiful, right? You've seen that one, right? You don't want to stand behind our troops, stand in front of them. Huh?
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's a sweet sentiment. Anyway, so I'm relocating somehow. I mean, I think I'm going to end up in Cali, so I'm going to go from a place where people want to use guns on me to a place where people don't want to have me to have a gun. And I don't think I've ever actually met an anti-gun person. That's kind of strange, right? It's kind of like being an anti-nail or an anti-hammer person. You know, you're against a piece of metal,
right? So why are you moving to California? Just a little confused.
Yeah, financial issues, right? There's an opportunity. I can take it, and I'm having some financial difficulties at the time. And
so
not
what's
only
the
financial.
Issue?
The issue is I can't seem to pull my head together, right? The issue is, I get anxiety, I get then it goes into deep apathy. I stayed in my apartment for like 3 weeks without leaving it all.
And you believe that going to California is going to help this problem?
Well, it's gonna keep roof over my head, is what I'm saying. Right?
You have roofs in New Hampshire.
I got going on.
Good luck to you. What do you want from me? How can we help you?
Well, what I'm asking you is, because I've been talking to some people, and you know, one of them at least suggests, you know, New Hampshire. Now, this person's never been to New Hampshire, right? So I don't know. They got some idealized version of it. There's going to be a liberty scene. There's going to be a place where I can be feel sane. Right?
No, there's no scene. There's no liberty scene here.
What's that?
It's dead. Freedom dead here in New Hampshire. There's nobody. No, there's not hundreds of people moving here as part of the Peacecape Project and getting active in various different ways. That's not happening. It's all just a rumor. We're just joshing it.
Okay. So a little bit over the top. I hear you, Matt. But, I mean, I don't know. What kind of stuff is going on? What kind of people are out there? And do you think,
what kind? This is a great question. Now, have you been listening to the show tonight?
I'm sorry, I haven't. I really don't.
Okay, here's what I recommend you do. Go to freetalklive.com. Here's what you should do. Go to freetalklive.com.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure
You can go and download last night's show. And that was our first Porcupine Freedom Festival show was last night. And we have all kinds of interesting people that have come on the show with us. And more will come on here tonight. And more will come on tomorrow and the day after that. Right. So if you want to know some of the kinds of people that are here in New Hampshire, you'll hear a sampling of them on these very airwaves. And thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
from
you.
Don't forget the downloads are free.
Oh, well, certainly, at freetalklive.com. So what kinds of people are here in New Hampshire? Well, Daniel is here with us on the third microphone. Daniel, what kind of a person are you?
Well, I'm kind of an academic. I like to study things and read and do things like that.
And where did you come from?
Kentucky.
Well, okay, that's a long way to go. And Dave's in Texas, and he's looking at going to California, and somebody said New Hampshire, and that's two completely different worlds. Why did you end up in New Hampshire as opposed to California?
Well, I had been looking at the Free State Project and considering it, and I've had my trigger point where I actually decided to actually sign a statement, and that was when I was talking to the Libertarian chair in Kentucky and asked him, how is the silver economy coming? Because one thing I believe is that our current currency will not suit our purpose, like just the purpose of being a human, in the future. I don't know how long out. So I feel that we need to have an alternate to our current currency to prevent wars and putting people in jail that you might not want to be.
Oh, yeah, the fiat currency is a terrible evil thing.
And also that it won't last. It will eventually collapse. They've all done that. And
yeah, but you're just an academic. You just feel that way. You've done a bunch of research, and okay, great. So the currency's bad. You're not actually doing anything about it, right?
Well, I wanted to do things about it by actually trading in something else.
In Kentucky, you wanted to do it.
In Kentucky, yes.
How'd that work out?
Not very well, because I asked who I thought would be the one guy to ask, and he said, well, he didn't understand the question. That was the thing that really...
Whoa. This is the head of the Libertarians in Kentucky?
Well, I asked him what's going on with the silver economy, and his question had nothing to do with, oh, these trades are happening in silver or anything like that. It was just it wasn't an answer to my question.
Like a blank stare. What economy?
It wasn't even, nothing is going on. It was something strange.
So what are you doing to advance the ideas of alternative currencies that are value-backed?
Well, I'm promoting, I promote silver just by telling people about it, but also I buy it and I trade in it. When, after I got to New Hampshire, I found many people who would be willing to accept silver for goods and services. Now, it's not a very large contingent of people, but at the same time, it is a contingent, and it can grow. So
there's a good contingent of them here at PorkFest. Yes. A lot of the businesses that are here, the people that are selling services and products, are accepting both. They're taking FRNs, the Federal Reserve notes, and many of them also have a silver price.
Right. Yes, so that's what needs to happen if we're really going to undermine the current currency, and we really should do that, because when the currency goes bad, I mean, just go to your grocery and look at the prices and think about what they were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When the currency goes bad, we need something to replace it. So if people are informed and ready to just switch to silver, the transition will actually be rather pleasant I believe, for most people, the people that are in the know, and then everybody else just come along.
Well, you'll start to hold value in your money instead of losing it constantly through the government inflating the money supply.
Yes. And if you own a little silver, you see this, and it feels just great. But I'm not here, so I'll be speaking at the Alt Expo, and I won't be speaking about silver per se. What I'm going to speak about is this the idea of Shire hours, which is a way to transact currency.
Real close on your mic.
Okay,
there.
So it's a way to transact to perform transactions without actually exchanging any commodity. It's kind of like you just trust the person that they're going to give you back something in value in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there's a reputation factor involved.
Yes, very much so. So the idea is that you create an account on ShireHours.com, and it's already up and running, run by donations, and you establish trust relationships with other people that you actually trust.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I do with the people I do know, I have to know them, like be able to see them, maybe extend up to 2 ounces, up to about $20 credit with them. And so that way, if they dip you or something, it's not that big a deal. And that starts building these trust relationships. And once the network of trust relationships gets big enough, then anybody can pay anybody else. It doesn't have to be a direct relation to you, somebody you directly trust. It'll pay through somebody you do trust.
I think there's an interesting concept on its face, and I'm interested in learning more about it, and I think as time goes on, we'll start to, as other people jump on board. ShireHours.com, you said, was the website?
Yes, ShireHours.com.
Folks can go there, and Dave in Texas can go visit that website to see what one activist here is doing in New Hampshire, and you're just one of hundreds who have already made the move, and things are just so exciting. And how long have you been here now, Daniel?
Less than a year.
Was it a good choice?
Yes. Yes, I've got a better job. Everything's going
fantastic.
Better than expected. There's a lot of anxiety.
More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way with Stefan Molyneux next. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.